Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, why city foxes are cockier, not necessarily smarter. Now, let's get into it. NASA has revealed that the length of a day on Mars is shrinking. Findings from the space agency's InSight Mars lander suggest the red planet's rotation is accelerating every year by about 4 milliarc seconds, leading to the shortening of the day there by a fraction of a millisecond per year. Scientists suspect reasons behind the acceleration could be ice accumulating on Mars's polar caps or post-glacial rebound, where land masses rise after being buried by ice. The study is published in the journal Nature. Research suggests that the brain's appetite control center is different in people who are overweight or living with obesity.
What we were interested in this study was looking at the hypothalamus, which is a small region of the brain about the size of an almond. And we know that it plays a really important role in appetite and telling us when we're hungry and telling us when we're full.
That's Dr. Stephanie Brown, researcher from the University of Cambridge and first author of the study.
What we saw when we looked at this MRI data was that people who were overweight or living with obesity, they had significantly larger hypothalami.
Currently, scientists are unclear whether the change in the size of the hypothalamus is a cause or a consequence of the changes in body weight. But one possibility is that the changes relate to inflammation.
We know from previous animal studies that high-fat diet can cause inflammation of the hypothalamus really quickly, and this in turn prompts insulin resistance and obesity. So this process of inflammation can raise the threshold at which animals feel full.
Dr. Stephanie says that if this is also the case in humans, then what could be happening is eating a high-fat diet could trigger the appetite control center, thus making it larger. This would, over time, then impact people's ability to tell when they've eaten enough. However, more research is needed looking at the exact reasons behind the changes. Now, a global study suggests that a rise in antibiotic resistance is linked to air pollution, and it could be a significant threat to human health worldwide. The analysis published in the journal Lancet Planetary Health, using data from more than 100 countries across nearly two decades, indicates that the link has strengthened over time, and it's an issue across every country and continent. It is currently unclear why the two might be linked, but previous evidence suggests that particulate matter, PM2.5, can contain antibiotic-resistant bacteria and resistance genes, which can be inhaled directly by humans. That's the sound of firefighters tackling a wildfire in Odemira, roughly 80 miles south of Lisbon. Portugal is currently battling large-scale wildfires amid the third European heatwave of the year. The country hit a temperature of 46.4 degrees Celsius on Monday, the hottest of the year so far, and similar temperatures of around 40 degrees Celsius are expected to hit much of the Iberian Peninsula this week. Reuters is reporting that Snapchat is under scrutiny from the UK watchdog over its handling of underage users. Britain's data regulator is allegedly gathering information on the US tech company in an attempt to establish whether the instant messaging app is doing enough to remove underage users from its platform. According to figures from Reuters, Snap Inc. had only removed a few dozen children aged under 13 from its platform in Britain last year, while UK media regulator Ofcom estimates it has thousands of underage users. Research indicates that urban foxes are bolder but not cleverer than their rural cousins. A team from the University of Hull spent 2 years studying wild foxes in over 100 locations in England and Scotland, by leaving them tasks to do for rewards. Psychologist and animal behaviourist Blake Morton, who led the research, said they found that urban foxes were more prepared to physically touch the puzzles, but they did not show any greater inclination to solve them. So I guess city foxes just have more bravado then. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, why a passenger plane from Italy bound for London took a detour to North Africa. Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. A study has revealed a potential route to developing the first ever treatments for one of the most common types of dementia. The research, which was led in part by the University of Manchester, sheds light on how high blood pressure causes changes to arteries in the brain, a process that restricts blood flow to the brain, resulting in vascular dementia. Scientists hope the discovery will accelerate the development of treatments for the condition, which affects around 150,000 people in the UK. A suspected meteor shower over the skies of Melbourne, Australia, was actually a Russian rocket re-entering the atmosphere. There were multiple reports from Victoria and Tasmania of a bright light streaking across the sky, leaving a trail of what appeared to be flames. The Australian Space Agency confirmed that Russian authorities gave notice of the launch, and the remnants of the rocket were planned to re-enter the atmosphere into the ocean off the southeast coast of Tasmania. And finally, a TUI plane from Italy, bound for London, found itself in North Africa, and it was to help drop off a part for an aircraft. Flight 4651 was due to leave southern Italy and arrived 3 hours later at Gatwick. However, the 189 passengers on board the Boeing 737 MAX were informed that they had to make a stop, which would add an extra 400 miles to their journey. The 737 was required to deliver a part for another aircraft to an airport on the Tunisian east coast, and airlines have the discretion to make such a diversion if it solves an operational problem. Passengers did, of course, ultimately make it to their intended destination, but over 4 hours late. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast from the Evening Standard. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.